Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. I was just chatting with Jason, our engineer, and I said, I'd like to do a broadcast where we open up the phone lines and people can call in, our class can call in and critique USA Prepares, you know, whatever they want to say, good, bad. Otherwise, you know, have they learned anything? Are we wasting their time? Are they wasting our time? You know, and maybe we'll do that next week. So if you would like to, in Missouri, there's the way it's said here is if you don't care. If you don't care, and that doesn't mean you don't care. What that really means is if you don't mind or if you'd like to. But the way it's said here in Missouri is if you don't care to, give some thought to what we do here. And does it make any sense to you? And have you learned anything? Have you implemented anything that we've talked about? Have we saved you any money? Have we prevented you from making mistakes? So probably next week. We'll open up the phones for that, and you can, you know, just let us know what you think. Probably be toward the end of the week. Kathy's with us today. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Well, you know, it's been really, you know, Rich invited me to take a week off last week, and we have been working here at the farm, really hard, heavy work, you know, just trying to keep the farm afloat, and it's you know, it's been really enjoyable. So working hard, that's really what we're doing, and when I'm not on the air, I am working on the farm with the rest of the family. And you know, I thought maybe I should do this. Maybe I should read an email that I wrote to, let me see if I can find it, to the county government where we live. And let's see, go to inbox, go to sent, go to, I'm looking for, here it is. So here's the email that I wrote to the tax assessor. Now, why am I reading this to you? Because our taxes went up around 10%, a little over 10%. And I'm kind of frosted, so I'm not taking it. So I challenged the taxes. And the email subject line says, Vincent Fennelli - Property Tax Assessment Challenge. So I'm telling him right off the bat, I'm not in agreement. And so I addressed it to the tax assessor, to her name, and it says, quote, and the reason the reason I'm doing this is so if you want to do it, you can take a page out of our book, okay? Quote, as we discussed on the phone prior to your June 21st, 2021 deadline, we are not in agreement to your assessment of our value. We operate a farm and use 1/2 acre of land for personal use, not the assessed amount of 1 acre. Because of a previous year's drought condition, we have done this to increase grass production for the animals. 3 of our barns are not usable. The tax pictures of vandalism and tornado damage show this. Neither the garage nor the steel barn siding is complete. Siding is missing on both. My estimate is 95% complete on both. Our house is not finished and is approximately 80% complete based on cost to finish estimates. Pictures of the unfinished drywall, unfinished molding, and wiring are included. The exterior is not finished and the exterior trim is not installed. Please provide a detailed analysis of your after review findings so that we may discuss them further. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. And then it says, front yard animal pictures, front yard for animal picture, house pictures, red barn pictures, milk barn pictures, steel barn pictures. Okay. So, and then all these pictures are attached. Now, the salient point here is this sentence. Please provide a detailed analysis of your after review findings so that we may discuss them further. What that means is, just because you say, now here's the way it's going to be, doesn't mean I'm going to agree to it. I want a detailed analysis. Not one number saying, okay, your new payment is going to be X. I want to know line by line, item by item. And so we employ these people to work for us, and I expect a detailed report as to the charges. What am I being assessed for, and how much is it, and what's the total? Kathy, any comments about this?
I think they're doing it all over the country. We had ours last year go up quite a bit. I think it was 10%. And there were so many people that challenged it in our county that they rejected most of them. We did hear a few people that got it reduced. Then when you wanted to challenge it, that you had to hire someone, and it was a few hundred dollars. They wouldn't let you challenge it on your own because they had such a revolt almost. And one of the things that upset us was from the time we've owned this house, they included a part of our garage as living space. And it's like 200 square feet. And my husband sent him a note saying, this is not a part of the living space, so it shouldn't be counted as that. So they noted it, but they still wouldn't reduce our taxes. They're incompetent. That's all I can say. And they're greedy.
Well, they're greedy, right. And when I lived in Virginia, Kathy, I know this is not something we're going to talk about, but I think it's important and it's germane to the class because we teach preparedness and how to save money, etc. We lived in Virginia. We had a small farm, and we got a tax assessment, and it went up. Again, you know, it's what it always does. They never send you a notice saying, great news, your taxes are down 10%. They don't do that. They say that there have been changes, and then you have to read that actually it's not, the changes are costing us more. So in Virginia, they assessed our property, the land, and had two different classifications. One was called open land, meaning grass, you know, open, no trees. Okay, you can call that a hay field. You can call that, you know, grazing pasture. So no trees. And the other would be, you know, woods. And they had two different classifications, but they were assessed at the same amount. So I challenged the taxes, and I wanted to know how much. If you had brick chimneys, which we did, they were assessed at a higher value than concrete block chimneys, and concrete block chimneys were assessed at a higher value than a stainless steel chimney, and that was assessed at a higher value than no chimney. And if you had a foundation that was exposed out of the ground, let's say you had a basement, and you had blocks, you know, concrete blocks or a poured wall showing, that would be assessed at one value. But if you had a brick, you know, for the decorative purposes, if you had a nice brick foundation showing, that was more. It was assessed at a higher value. If you had vinyl siding, that was less than wood siding, which was less than brick siding, or brick, which was less than stone. So they looked at every single thing they could to increase the valuation of your house. So they didn't just say X amount of square feet, and here's how much each a square foot is valued at. They wanted to know exactly how the house was finished. Okay. And whether it had a basement or a crawl space and, you know, sidewalks. And were your sidewalks, were they concrete? Or were they brick? Or were they flagstone? So different valuation depending on what they thought it was worth. Well, the value of the land I challenged, because I said, okay, so I understand that woods and open fields are valued at the same amount. How much do you guys value swamp at per acre? And they said, well, that's less. And I said, okay, well, I've got 7 acres of swamp. Now, the government doesn't call it swamp. That would be a derogatory term. They would call it wetlands. So this is land that is low and water runs into it. And it's, you know, it's got cattails and things like that, typically, if it's got plenty of sun. So there are values of land based on drainage, etc. So I got our property value reduced because we had 7 acres of what I refer to as swamp. But it's exactly as you said, Kathy. You had to file with them. You had to let them know that you wanted an appointment. They told you when it was. You had to show up and you had 15 minutes. And it was an assembly line. They wanted you in and out, mostly out. So we won that one. And I have challenged their taxes every single time it goes up, every time. And I've won every time because I'm prepared. I'm absolutely prepared. So in the case of your garage being considered a living space, is that like the same as a living room, a kitchen, a dining room? Is it finished that way? I mean, do you have a chandelier in there? Do you have air conditioning in there? I mean, how have you finished your garage? Do you have a bed in there? Are you renting it out? I mean, how do they prove to you that it's living space? That's what I want to know.
Well, they wouldn't hear anybody because they were inundated with complaints. And they said there was like a letter that came back or it was in the paper that anyone who challenged now has to go through like an appeal process and you have to hire somebody. And then it takes so many months and the county doesn't agree with, you know, they just went on with all their legal excuses. And
right.
We couldn't understand that. Why, if you proved that it was part of your garage, my husband had a whole detailed sheet of things that were wrong, and it didn't make any difference to them. They wouldn't listen.
So you have to show up in numbers, okay? And what they do is that they've got like 10 people, and they're all looking at you, and they're all listening intently to what's being said. But, you know, there's two people, fighting with you, verbally sparring with you, and there's like 8 more around them to jump on you should something go wrong, and there's just you and your husband. So you're outnumbered and outgunned, but if you bring some people with you, then that works great. Now, I haven't had to do that here in our corrupt county in Missouri. I haven't had to bring any people with me, but if things don't go right, I will. I will bring people with me. I am the part of the media. I'll record it. I'll put it on the internet, and I'll show how it goes. But the problem is that these government types want more. They're not satisfied. Why is it that our taxes keep going up and up and up? Now, when my folks built a house, I think back in 1960, something like that, in the East Coast, taxes were $88 a year. 88. I looked up the taxes on the same house. Now, it's been painted, but it's the same house. Same yard, same everything. It's like $8,000. What happened? What happened to drive it from 88 to 8,000? What happened? Not much, except the government got bigger and 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 bigger. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Flash. Oh God, you're. Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
The county and city governments have to show the appearance of fairness. They have to show the appearance of letting you appeal. They have to show the appearance that, you know, they report to you. But actually, they're running roughshod over us. So the letter that I wrote and sent by email is kind of putting them on notice that I expect a detailed report. And if I don't get it, I'm going to go right up to the governor's office. I'm going to make a lot of noise. Because I am not willing to pay and pay and pay. Now, why does government keep costing more? Are these underworked, overpaid people, are they deserving of more compensation? Is that what it is? Do they need some more days off? And what happened in the corrupt state of Missouri is the state surveyed the counties and looked at the tax base, and they said, you know what? Your county, and it happens to be Wright County, W-R-I-G-H-T, Wright County, where we have our farm, they said that Wright County, our taxes are too low. The state said our taxes are too low, so we're all going to raise them. Now, it wasn't our county that said the taxes were too low. The state told our county to bring it up. So what happens? The state and the county and the cities, if you have one, the towns, they all participate in the taxes. And there's all kinds of taxes. There's real estate taxes, there's sales taxes, there's personal property taxes, there are licenses and fees and permits, and those are all taxes. And you add them up, and it's darn expensive. So it is incumbent upon you, class, to pay as little legally and lawfully as possible. It is incumbent on you because you are in charge of your wallet. And if you are not diligent about protecting what's in your wallet, people will take it. Okay? That's the government. That's everybody that you do business with. They are certainly willing to help you empty your wallet. And it's your duty, your obligation to protect your wherewithal. Now, I'm not using the word wealth because some, you could use the word wealth, but some of us don't have much wealth. Some of us have lots of wealth. And there are people like people that have gone bankrupt six times with their corporate bankruptcies. Like, well, you know this guy. You know of him. His name is Donald J. Trump. He has gone bankrupt with it, not personally. He can say, I've never been bankrupt, and that's absolutely true. But six of his companies have. So that's how he protects his wealth. Okay, so you probably want to know what I'm talking about with Donald Trump. Taj Mahal, 1991, bankruptcy. Trump Castle and Hotel, 1992, bankruptcy. 1992, Trump Plaza Casino, bankruptcy. 1992, Trump Plaza Hotel, bankruptcy. 2004, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, bankruptcy. And Trump Entertainment Resorts, 2009. That's six. Okay, so, Kathy, any comments, questions?
Well, our state did the same thing, too. They did the same thing to all the counties. And our auditor even went and came out and said it was too high. It was too much of an increase. And they said, too bad. That's the way it is. So she did try to stick up for us, but the state just said, nope, that's the way it is. So I'm sure that's why a lot of the appeals got turned down.
Yeah, and so what do you do, Glass? You do what I'm probably going to suggest, and that is you run for office. So the next time you can register to run for office, you register to run for office. If you want to be the county assessor, or you want to be the county tax collector, or you want to be the sheriff, or you want to be the clerk of records, you run for that office. You just sign up, and you know, if you want to have a good campaign, you do that. If you just want to make a little bit of noise, you can do that. And so I've had a government office right here in Wright County. I was a committee man. I waited till the last hour, the last minute of the last hour of the last day to register, and Mrs. Finelli and I walked in, and we said, has anyone registered to be a committee man or woman in this district? And they said no. And they said, we're here to register. And so by default, we won. And you know what that committee does? The Republican committee? Well, it's like so-and-so's in the hospital. And so we're thinking, how many are in favor of spending $25 and sending flowers? That was the biggest piece of business we transacted. It's a joke. It's a joke. They probably had meetings without us that we weren't privy to, meaning Mrs. Finelli and me.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats Thursday approved a $715 billion partisan infrastructure bill. The significant difference between the chambers is that the Senate bill has provisions to help cover the cost of their framework. The House is leaving out those details for another time. China's rise is a historical inevitability, and it will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries. Its leader Xi said Thursday during an event commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. Xi said foreign countries that bully China will meet a great wall of steel, end quote. Oregon Governor Kate Brown invoked the Emergency Conflagration Act on Wednesday, allowing the state fire marshal to contribute firefighters and other resources to combat a fire that has grown to 10,000 acres. The fire broke out near Defer, Oregon, Tuesday evening. Defer is just over 100 miles east of Portland. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
America is remembering one of our great leaders. Tim Burke from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former defense secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on a lot of matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
President Trump visited the unfinished border wall yesterday and saw the crisis firsthand, saying the country is sick right now. Included in the entourage, Louisiana Congressman Republican Mike Johnson on Fox News had this to say.
The Biden administration's border policies have created a crisis that is a threat to every single American. And the thing that stood out to us the most is really the human tragedy of it all. We saw droves of migrants coming over. We stayed there late into the night after 1 o'clock in the morning. Groups come across 24 hours a day, particularly at night, because they think they'll be undetected. There are unaccompanied minors. There are children abandoned literally by the cartels there. And the scope of this humanitarian crisis is something that I think should alarm every single person in this country, in addition to the safety and security measures that every American ought to be concerned about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick note, class. Rapists and pedophiles and perverts are rejoicing today as one of their own has been released from prison. Bill Cosby was found guilty by a jury and is now free because of a procedural issue that are irrelevant to the facts of his crimes. So, Bill Cosby, now free. Can you imagine that? So if you think that there is a justice system in the United States of America, well, you can commit a crime and you can go free. Can you imagine that? But not for us. Not for us. I mean, if one of the bottom 93% commits a crime, you're probably going to the clink and you'll be forgotten about. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. Kathy, what did you want to talk about today?
Vince, I wanted to make a comment. You were talking last week about your tomato plants and putting the plastic down. And so I really thought about that, and I thought, that's a really good idea. So I watched a couple videos, and one woman, I have to do a little more research, but one woman used red plastic and instead of the clear, and she said she got a better yield. Now, I don't know that it makes that much difference, but if you can get it, or you can maybe do an experiment and see how it works out. But I think it's really a good idea during planting season, because it probably does keep the soil moist and keeps the weeds out. So I wanted to comment that that was really a good idea, and I probably will do that next year. But I wanted to also make a comment, and I may have said this before, but it's kind of a stickler with me. I see people using not just the weed barrier cloth, but that real heavy weed barrier, that cloth. It's like you almost have to use like a utility knife to cut it. Scissors are, I have some of it in the front of my house. When we moved in, people put it all the way around the house, and I've taken it out of three sides and part of the front, but it's terrible. And the reason why I would discourage people from using it, and it's kind of like that weed barrier cloth that they put down. What happens is, if you, let's say if you think of a forest, every fall the leaves drop and you have sticks, and everything decomposes and it enriches the soil. And then the whole process starts over every year. Well, if you put the weed barrier cloth down, then none of the organic material can break down. So you don't have like rotting leaves or mulch or whatever you put down, straw. So I just want to discourage people from using it. I know it's supposed to be a time saver, but to me, there's better ways to do it, especially if you're going to try to grow your produce. When I took the weed barrier cloth out behind our house, now the woman didn't have any, like a vegetable garden. She just had shrubs. And when I took it out, the ground was awful. It was like a yellowish gray color. It was dead. The soil was dead because it had been in there for probably 11, 12 years. And all the trees and the, shrubs, instead of the roots going straight down, some of them did, but they tried to grow horizontal, I would imagine, so they could get nutrients. And they were growing in this landscape fabric. Now, I did transplant a few of them, but most of them died because the root systems were just pretty bad on them. So I would just tell people, if you're going to plant, just do the work initially, bring in good soil, especially if you're going to do a garden, and forget the weed barrier stuff, unless you're just going to use it short term and then take it up. But what a mess it was. And when I used to work in the nursery, people would come in and put that down and they would say, I just don't understand why everything's dying, or they'd want to do stone. And stone's okay, like if you want to do a pathway or something, but it's really not, in my opinion, you really can't amend the soil. So I just wanted to bring that up to save people headaches, because you could put it all in and it might be nice for a while, but you're going to have to replace all your shrubs, and your soil is really just going to die underneath. I don't know if you've ever gone through that, Vince, but that's just a peeve of mine.
We've experimented with it. And you're absolutely right. And here's what I think it is. I think it's wonderful that rain can penetrate it and get into the ground. But what happens is the fabric allows the moisture to escape, as well as allowing the rain to get down through it. And because it's typically black, I've never seen it any other color besides black, because it's black, it absorbs the heat and heats the ground more than the ground would be heated without it. So I think the heat kills the beneficial bacteria and microbes in the soil, and just kills the soil, as you mentioned. So the reason that we used clear plastic, plastic is typically available in clear and white and black. Clear and black are the most common available colors, if you will, of plastic. So we use clear because it does not absorb heat like black does. And so what we did was we rototilled the soil. We amended the soil. We put lots of peat moss in the soil because our soil's kind of, we've got some clay in our soil. So to make it easier for the roots to travel through the soil, we put lots of peat moss, probably 20 packages of 2.2 cubic feet into the soil. And the garden is, let's say, I don't know, maybe something 30 by 40, something like that. I've got to go out and measure because we keep changing it. And so we put a lot of peat moss in it, we put a lot of lime in it, and we put a lot of wood ash in it. I'm talking about buckets, tractor buckets, front-end loader buckets of wood ash, and it's all rototilled in the soil. Then we got it all level. We raked it out, got as many stones out as we could, even stones down to the size of large marbles. We got them out. So we had buckets and buckets of stones because it's a lot of rocks here. And then we raked it, and we put the plastic down, and we made a grid. And to hold the plastic down, we used those green fence posts. So instead of pounding them into the ground, we just laid them flat. And so the weight of these green iron fence posts temporarily holds the plastic down, temporarily meaning for the whole season. Then we spread, we made a grid, and we cut X's in the where we wanted to put the tomato plants and the pepper plants. And those cuts were probably 6 inches by 6 inches. So there's an X, 6 inches, or a cross, if you will, 6 inches by 6 inches, and that's where we put the plants. Now, then we planted the plants, and then we scattered five bales of straw. So the straw is a couple inches thick. And we don't have to water it very much because when it does rain, the water finds these X's and goes down under the plastic. The plastic prevents the water from evaporating from the soil, so that we have a relatively constant moisture content in the soil as compared with if you don't have a plastic down or if you don't have mulch down, what happens is you lose moisture to evaporation. So you have to keep watering and watering and watering. And so the soil gets, it's moist and then it's dry and it's moist and it's dry and the plants get confused and they have a tough time making tomatoes that don't crack. So this has been our first experience with it and I love it. Absolutely love it. No weeds. No weeds. Let me say it a different way. No weeds. Now there are probably weeds under the plastic, but they're not popping out. So it's working great. And so that's clear plastic. So we have not, we're not going to use black plastic again. That's done. Clear plastic is the way to go. And we've done it such that we can pick up the straw and pick up the plastic and reuse the plastic next year. So the plastic is being protected by the straw. So the ultraviolet rays from the sun aren't destroying it as quickly as they normally would. So, and plastic's fairly expensive. To me, $80 for a roll of plastic, that seems like a lot of money. But that's what it is, and we use 6 mil plastic. Back to you, Kathy.
That's a great idea. Vince, the one video that I was watching, she did like you did. She used the cattle panels, and she used bungee straps to just, as they grew, she would just kind of, they weren't that high, but she was showing that as they grew where she needed to support them. You could use other things, but that was kind of a clever idea, just to use the bungee straps to kind of support them. So
the tomato plants near the cattle panels around the perimeter of the garden, just use a light tug from a bungee strap. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Kathy, since we're talking about plastic, I'd like to just go in a slightly different direction and just mention this while it's on my mind. So when we pour concrete, let's say we're going to pour concrete for a basement. Let's say we're going to pour concrete for a garage. Let's say we're going to pour concrete for a barn. Now, the future use of that building may not be exactly the same as the current planned use for that building. So, for example, if you have a basement, it may become a basement that becomes living space. You know, you may have to put your outlaws in there or your in-laws or your children. Okay, so you may expand the square footage of your usable square footage of the house to include the basement. Well, for a few hundred dollars worth of plastic, when you're going to pour your basement floor, typically what happens is there's an excavation, and then you spread gravel so you have a level surface below the concrete. Now, what we do is we put the gravel down. Then we put plastic, 6 mil plastic down. And that can be black or it can be white or it can be clear because the sun's not going to get to it. Then we put the rebar down. And then we pour the concrete. And we pour the concrete thicker than most people would. So if typical pour is 4 inches, we do 5 or 6. And we use the, you know, a much stronger mix of concrete. Instead of five bags of concrete to a cubic yard, we probably use 6 or more, maybe 6.5. So the concrete is much, much stronger. Then when we pour the concrete, we wet it down, let's say 6 hours later. We mist it down so it stays damp. And then we keep it moist for weeks, probably close to a month. You know, every few hours, if it starts to dry out, we start spraying it with water so that it cures slowly. The slower it cures, the stronger it is. So here's what happens. When we pour concrete, the plastic prevents the moisture from escaping from the ground through the concrete into the basement or into the garage or into the barn. Now, does it cost more money? Absolutely, it does. But it will keep rust. It will keep rust down. And if you're going to put a dehumidifier in your basement or your garage or your barn, you know, for future use, if you turn your barn into a house, you won't have as much moisture. And it's I think it's the only way to go. Kathy, any comments about that? Have you and your husband done that?
I don't know if he's done that or not, Vince. But what a great idea, because we have. Well, our barn doesn't have a concrete floor, and you're right, it never completely dries out. And you got to keep things off the floor, otherwise it gets rusty.
Yeah, and so we have a barn that has a dirt floor, and we keep a pallet of salt licks in it. These are 50-pound blocks of salt. There's 2,000 pounds on a pallet, and they are soaking wet all the time. They just draw moisture to these salt blocks. So the pallets will rot on the barn floor. So the answer is...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and we've gone way off topic. But, Kathy, since we were mentioning concrete, there's one other, well, two other things I'd like to mention. When we pour concrete, let's say you have a garage, and you're going to pour a concrete pad for your new garage, whether it be a freestanding garage or whether it's, you know, part of your house. And what we do is we put something called expansion joint material around the perimeter of the pour. So we have a chalk line that says this is how high up the concrete is going to be along the wall. So all the walls have chalk line, either red or blue chalk, that says this is how high we're going to level the concrete to. And before the concrete is poured, we attach to the wall, the concrete wall, expansion joint material. It's a half inch thick. Now, so you can buy it in a roll of 50 feet long. It's foam. It's closed cell foam that will compress, or you can buy a material kind of like eggshell carton material, you know, not the plastic ones, but the fiber ones, and maybe a little bit of petroleum product in there, like black tar, and you can put that along the edge as well. And the reason we do that is because concrete expands and contracts. And in the heat, it expands. And what you don't want that concrete pad, the floor, doing, let's say it's 30 feet by 30 feet or 20 feet by 30 feet, you don't want that pushing on the edges of the concrete walls and cracking them. So if you put this expansion joint material, it will absorb the expansion of the concrete. That's what we do. So if you consider that you have two opposing walls and you have a half inch of expansion joint materials, that's a half an inch plus a half an inch, that's 1 inch of expansion that you can tolerate without cracking the walls. That's what we do. So we put plastic underneath the concrete. We use rebar. We use a heavier mix of concrete, more cement in the mix, and we put expansion joint material around the perimeter. I just wanted to share that with you. That's what we do. Does it cost more? Yes. Is it harder to do? Yes. Does it take longer? Yes. Is it better? Way better. And I just wanted to suggest that, oh, and we put our air lines. So in our garage, we have PVC pipe buried in the concrete, surrounded by foam insulation to allow for expansion and contraction of the PVC, which would be at a different rate from the concrete. And we have air lines in the floor that come out of the floor, so we can have air hoses all over the place. We even have airline PVC pipe in the ground between our house and our garage and our barn. So we have one compressor, and you power up that compressor in the house, and you can get air, compressed air in the barn without a compressor in the barn. So that's the way we do it. Kathy, any comments, questions, concerns?
Oh, great idea. I mean, that saves you from having to pull an air compressor around. But it goes back, your explanation with the concrete, Vince, it's just you're preventing the cracks, which is preventing problems later on by doing it
right
that way and making it stronger. And
mm-hmm. And concrete, there's one guarantee that you get with concrete, just one. And it's very simple. It will crack. That's the guarantee you get with concrete. It's absolutely true. It doesn't matter whether it's a sidewalk or basement floor or a concrete wall. It will crack. And you can make or the building can fall down, as the Champlain Tower did in Miami, Florida. And other buildings are going to follow suit, in my opinion. It's so important. It's so important that you keep that concrete damp, 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 damp. Now, not in the winter when it's going to freeze, but, you know, when the sun is going to evaporate the moisture from the concrete that has just been poured, you need to keep it damp. Now, you have to wait until it cures and sets up enough so that the water isn't going to destroy the finish of the concrete. Okay? So, like 6 hours later, you can mist it down and then mist it down some more and then, you know, finally add more and more and more water. But we keep ours wet. I get up in the middle of the night, you know, when we're pouring concrete to make sure it's wet. And it stays wet for days, actually about a month. And we don't have these cracking problems that most people have because that's what we do. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, I wanted to mention at the top of the hour, I want to talk just briefly about something I learned about my making bread and my bread machine, but I think it'll be a help. But before we go to the top of the hour, you were talking about putting things into the soil, and I ask my neighbors, and everybody I know saves me their wood ash because I do the same thing. I put the wood ash in my garden, but I have a friend who's a carpenter. And he brings me the huge, like 30 or 40 gallon bags of sawdust. And I put that down too every fall and let it break down through the winter. And that's really helped my soil. So that's a couple ideas. If somebody knows people mm-hmm. that have those items, they can just put into their soil.
Yeah, as long as it's not walnut. As long as it's not walnut.
Right,
sawdust.
Right.
Because walnut will kill your plants. Other than that, it's probably okay. Kathy and I will be right back. And Kathy's going to teach us about how to care for wooden cutting boards and spoons. And that's a question that I have because my grandmother used to make spaghetti sauce, as most grandmothers did, with wooden spoons. I don't know why. Maybe they didn't have anything other than wood. Maybe that was before stainless steel. And so what about the bacteria that lives in those? We'll be right back after Top of the Hour commercials and news.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.